Well, a Lawrence County lawmaker wants to abolish concealed carry gun permits. That is the headline, and we are joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Representative Aaron Bernstein. And Aaron, good morning and welcome to KDKA Radio.
John, thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here and good to spend some time with you.
All right, so let's get to the bottom line here. What exactly are you proposing? What do you want to see done?
Yeah, so I don't know that the headline is exactly what the legislation does. It doesn't eliminate the concealed carry permit. What it does is it actually creates a two-tiered system. And that two-tiered system that would exist would be, number one, if you only want to carry your concealed firearm in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and you're a law-abiding citizen that hasn't committed felonies and broken laws and of bad character, then you would no longer need to go through that process to go to the sheriff's office, pay money, that duplicative process in order to carry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, if you also would want to go and you want to carry outside of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and as you know, we have 32 other states that we have reciprocity with, then you could still go through that process in order to obtain the concealed carry license, in order to be able to have reciprocity in those other states. States such as West Virginia, Ohio, Tennessee, the places right around us. Those are a couple of the places right around us.
So you would only need the concealed carry permit if you wanted to carry outside the state. Did I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
Basically.
And once again, this is only for law-abiding citizens. If you're able to pass that background check, which is actually much more stringent when you purchase a firearm and you have the ability to own a firearm, the Constitution is very clear in Article 1, Section 21, that says the right to bear arms shall not be questioned right here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So what we're trying to do is make this a much easier process for those folks that want to protect their families and obey by the law.
But just to be clear, right now, if I want to put a gun on my belt and cover it with a coat and walk through anywhere in Pennsylvania, I need a concealed carry permit.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we also have with us Shira Goodwin, who is the executive director of Ceasefire Pennsylvania. She also is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Shira, my guess is you're not real comfortable with this idea.
Well, you're right. We're concerned about eliminating a system that has been working well. I think that this bill is a solution in search of a problem. Right now, to get a concealed carry license, you go to the sheriff. They run a fuller background check. They ask you for references, which they may or may not check. You pay $20, and then if you pass, you have a concealed carry license that's good for 5 years. It's not very burdensome. There are many other states that require online or in-person training and safety courses. We don't. There is an ability for local law enforcement here to know their constituents and the people who are there. And there may be people who could pass that background check who law enforcement might not think is a good idea to be carrying concealed. We are an open carry state except for Philadelphia. So in the example you gave, you could wear your gun openly on your hip if you haven't gotten a concealed carry license. But I'm not sure why the representative thinks we need to do away with this system and why, and I think that many law enforcement entities are going to be opposed to this bill.
Representative, you want to react to that?
Yeah, sure. I think two things. And I think what everybody's trying to do, number one, is make a more safe society. And that's what we're trying to do with this legislation. And although we may have different ways to get there, at the end of the day, I think we're all trying to achieve the same result.
Well, let me interrupt you for just a half second and ask Aaron. And that is, if you're trying to achieve a more safe society, how do you get there by eliminating a step that could potentially weed out someone who should not be carrying concealed?
Yeah, very simply, I think we also have the Constitution here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and that safety that we're talking about is the following. What we've seen is more folks than ever today are carrying a firearm on their person, and most of those are concealed. And in the last decade, the concealed carry permits have tripled. Okay, and in that same time, the murder rate has dipped to its lowest since 1993. And I know that when Shira just talked about a a fuller background check, I think was what she said. It's not as extensive as a background check is what actually happens when you go through to purchase a firearm. The other thing that I'm really concerned of that we've seen across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is when they say local law enforcement, what we're talking about is sheriff's offices. And by the way, I have a great relationship with all three of the county sheriffs that I have. And I'll give you a particular example in Beaver County, which is part of my district. There was a person that was previously sheriff in Beaver County. He was very, very political, and he had stopped people from obtaining their concealed carry license simply for political reasons. Remember, a sheriff is a politician. They are elected in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So what I want to make sure that we're doing is we're not having political decisions being made by someone saying, hey, I don't like this person. They supported somebody else in the election, so we're going to delay that.
All right. Sherry, you've got an opportunity to respond to that, and unfortunately we're running out of time here.
Sure. I haven't heard of that. And, you know, first of all, I want to say I agree with the representative that we want a safer society. I think we have data and evidence that does not show that people with more guns make us safer. And in fact, it's the opposite. And I think, you know, I would agree if there are sheriffs that are using this power for political reasons, that's an abuse of power and that's real problematic. But I think that we deal with that problem. We don't deal with the fact that there are some people, and I think that sheriffs, police chiefs, local law enforcement officers, district attorneys would say not everybody should be carrying concealed. It is dangerous for the public. It is dangerous for our law enforcement. And I think that this bill is dangerous. And I think, you know, there's things in it that we haven't gotten to that I think broaden other rights about selling firearms, transporting firearms that are just going to make our Commonwealth less safe. So I do agree that we all want a safer Pennsylvania. I think that's why people like Representative Bernstein are serving, and I appreciate that, but I just don't think this bill is the way to do it.
House Bill 1412, we'll see how it goes in the legislature. State Representative Aaron Bernstein and Shira Goodwin, we appreciate you both joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.